Hi, this is a depression patient, new patient visit. Patient name is TrudyNet Apps. T like Tom, R like Ripple, U like Upper, D like Detroit, I-N-E-T like Tom. TrudyNet. Last name is E like Ellie, P like Paul, P like Paul, S like Sam. Apps. Date of birth is 10/14/1969. Date of service is 9/17/2024. Date of accident is 5/31/2024. Patient presents with the following issues. He has a ongoing headaches that are frontal and occipital, 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the neck is 8. Mid back pain and lower back pain is reported to be 8. And shooting pain to the both legs is also 8. Pain in both the knees is 8. Pain in both the shoulder is reported to be 9, with difficulty in moving the arms beyond 100 degrees. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 5/31/2024. In this accident, the patient was a restrained driver of a minivan, Tiguan, and he was rear-ended. The accident happened on a stoplight near Schaefer and 6 Mile, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. He was stopped at this light when he was rear-ended by another car, which is like an SUV truck. Speed is unknown. Patient was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. And police did not come. Ambulance didn't come. He was not taken to the hospital. The damage to the car is as follows. The patient reports that the car is damaged in the back part of it, the trunk, the rear bumper. It should be repairable. Estimate is not available for the repair. The hatch, the bumper, and is broken. Inside there was no damage, only the rear window is broken. Regarding the injury, patient denies any direct trauma to the head or to chest, pelvic, or abdomen. There was reportedly neck whiplash, and the patient has hit his shoulder into the windows next where he was sitting and banging his knee into the dashboard. The seatbelt was present and it helped. Patient report that he was taken to the emergency room, Providence Hospital, where he was there for 4 hours, and he had a CT scan and X-ray of the neck. Thereafter, he saw Dr. Shukr, S-H-U-K-R, after 2 weeks. He had a physical therapy, shock therapy, but no chiropractic treatment. He had 4 or 5 visits. Now he cannot see him due to a legal case against State Farm. I think Dr. Shukr is being sued by the State Farm. So for that reason, maybe, I don't know. Regarding the pain, patient reports of ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8, both shoulders to the tune of 9, both knees to the tune of 8. He has a constant headaches on top of it, which is 9 in the back, 7 in the front. So regarding the headaches, patient has informed that he is having these headaches, which are involving most part of the head, moderately severe, constant, and there is sensitivity to the light and the noise sometimes. But he denies any vomiting, nausea, seizures, or aura. There is a vertigo, there is ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. However, he does not have any dizziness. Loss of consciousness, seizures, or loss of balance, disoriented, no disorientation, confusion, denies any lack of focus or concentration, no incontinence of the urine bowel. He does have a blood vision, spots in the vision, but no taste problem and no smell problem. TMJ is also not affected. Teeth are not broken. For the pain in the neck and mid back and lower back, patient report that these pains are constant and they are described as sickening, fearful, aching, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. The pain level is from 6 to 8, ADLs are affected. 8 modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient can walk up to a block without major pain. He can sit and stand okay, and sleep is okay. He does report a bladder bowel incontinence, but it's more like a frequency than incontinence. Muscle weakness is not reported. There is a numbness and tingling of both the legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. So far, patient has had physical therapy, massage, medications. No surgery or epidural injections have been done. No injection to the shoulders. Please review the system and the records for review of system, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history. He's using KAZY, and personal history. ADLs also. History of physical examination. Patient is a 54-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, and is a well-built, well-nourished, and slightly obese, and hydration is good, doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does appear slightly anxious but not lethargic. There is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device or cane, and no antalgic gait is noticed. Rest of the exam will come from the template. The vital signs were as follows: the blood pressure 154/108, pulse 99, pulse ox 100, height is 5'4", and the weight was 200. Neurological examination normal, musculature examination reveals spasm of L1 to L5 bilateral paravertebral muscles and tenderness of the right SI joint. Rest of the muscles are completely normal. And in the musculoskeletal examination, kindly mention inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness only in the area of right SI joint. Muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with a few trigger points, tenderness, and 2 plus hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is noticed to be as follows: forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral rotation is 40, and bilateral side flexion is 25. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, the patient is found to be having a positive Perling sign and Lermit test. Hoffman sign was negative, distraction test was positive, and Sotoal test was positive. Thoracic tests, thoracic spine Bruce test and slump tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, the Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Slit leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative, and Babinski sign is negative. In the SI joint, right-sided SI joint was found to be involved and tender. Right-sided fiber test was positive, right-sided consonant test was positive. Tenderberg sign negative, distraction test, iliac compression, and standing flexion test negative. extremities, excepting for both shoulders. The patient is found to have both shoulders and both knees. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template to be able to diagnose, to copy and paste. In the extremities examination, please check this way. In the shoulder, bilateral shoulders are tender. Pain level is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Muscle strength is 4/5. Active motion is limited to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion bilaterally. Passive motions are normal. And against resistance, there is a tenderness in the pain in the rotator cuff. Special tests were conducted. Hawking kinetic test was found positive bilaterally. Speed test, near test is positive. Interposterior apprehension test is positive. In the knee joint, especially for the right knee, there is a severe pain in the tenderness, swelling with the crepitus. Flexion movement is 135 degrees normal. Collateral ligaments are not tender and painful. The patellar apprehension was positive. Anterior and posterior drawer negative. McMorris Steinman is negative. Valgus varus abnormality was negative. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2, X60, E66.9, 110, S09.90 XA, CNS R42 R41, G44.329, F41.1, F32.9, nerve M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity, both shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremities in the knees, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, M17.11, M17.12. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. M54.17, F33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan from the template as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue for the neck and the lower back, both shoulders and both knees, along with laser chiropractic treatment, traction massage. Disability, a patient is found disabled to work, hospital placement and transportation is ordered. His labs and maps have been reviewed. The medications that are provided to the patient are as follows. Mobix 7.5 milligram twice, once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and neurosis and panic. Nerontin 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Tylenol with codeine is provided for pain relief. MRI are available at the time of dictation, and here they are. The date of MRI is 3/14/2023 from Michigan Diagnostic Center. And the MRI cervical spine was done on 3/14/2023 for another accident. In this, there are disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Similarly, there is a lumbar spine MRI that shows disc herniation at L4-5, L5-S1, and they are prior to this current accident. I forgot to report that there was another accident that the patient was involved. In that accident, the accident happened on 2/17/2023, where he was a resident driver of a minivan. Accident happened on 7 Mile and Evergreen in a parking lot where he was rear-ended. He was seen by Dr. Radden, and he had MRI, physical therapy, but no chiropractic treatment. He had medications, 2 injections to the shoulder, and he was suggested that he needs the surgery. Please mention that in the beginning at the history presenting illness. Thank you. Now, in addition, non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI and other imaging records, I already discussed, we have requested the record release. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit from trigger point injection to the trapezius muscle, paravertebral muscles, as well as SI joint injection on the right side. It may benefit from further treatment, but we have only the old MRIs and no new MRIs from this current accident. He also has, I think, he has undergone a IME exam. I'll be interested to get that report also. Record release has been ordered. Surgical options, none right now. Neuropsych, possibly after a few evaluations. Attended care casework is not warranted. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs. The patient has a knee brace, back brace, rollator walker. We provided with a neck brace and a tens unit from the office. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.